Welcome to WQXR's Arts File Online. It's Friday, October 1st. I'm Carrie Nolan. The modern art scene in post-World War II New York coalesced around several maverick artists: Jackson Pollock, Lee Krasner, who also happened to be married to Pollock, Dutch expat Willem de Kooning, and Arshile Gorky. They took the theory of impressionism, the natural flow of ideas from the artist's mind to the canvas, and bent it to an American ethos, something bigger, bolder. Think of Pollock's giant canvases with their great swaths of dripping paint. This weekend, the Museum of Modern Art unveils an 8-month-long tribute to the so-called New York School. Abstract Expressionist New York is the first time in more than 4 decades that the museum has gathered works by many of these artists in a single place. Carolina Miranda blogs on the arts as Gallerina for WNYC. Hi, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Like the Impressionists, this group of artists gets a lot of attention. There was even a movie a few years back about Jackson Pollock. Why go back to this now?
Well, I think it was a very significant movement for New York and always worth revisiting. But more significantly, some of these artists have been highlighted individually in the museum's collection. But as you mentioned, it's been more than 4 decades since the story of this movement has been told synthetically in one place. And so what you get are career arcs, being able to see a Jackson Pollock's work from the 1930s into the 1950s, from the time he was painting simple paintings of flames through the drip phase and then back to figuration. Philip Guston, again, somebody who went from painting figures to abstraction and then back to figures in the 1960s.
Did anything surprise you about this exhibit?
Well, there was this amazing small piece by Hans Hoffmann in one of the early galleries. You could probably miss it if you walk by too fast, called Spring. It's from 1944, 1945, possibly earlier. And it is a small canvas composed of drips. And what's interesting about this is that this was made at least 2 to 3 years before Pollock did his first drip painting. And so I think what it shows is that these, you know, that there's no such thing as the solo genius, that all of these movements in art happen in dialogue among groups of artists, that they're speaking to each other, that they're imitating each other, that they're taking each other's work and pushing it forward. And that's what you see on the walls of this show.
Prior to the abstract expressionists arriving on the scene, New York was considered kind of a backwater when it came to the visual arts, particularly in relation to Europe. But the abstract expressionists changed that. And you're exploring this in a 2-part audio download called Perfect City, New York and the Art That Changed the World. Tell us about this.
Well, this was a very fun project to work on because what we did was to explore a couple of the physical spaces in New York City that helped nurture and develop the abstract expressionist movement. So we paid a visit to an old 1930s building on 57th Street that once housed a gallery known as Art of the Century that belonged to Peggy Guggenheim, somewhat notorious New York socialite who helped nurture the careers of Jackson Pollock and painters like Robert Motherwell and Clifford Still, all of whom are represented in MoMA's show. And we also took a look at the famous artist hangout downtown, the Cedar Tavern, where all of these guys like de Kooning and Pollock and Franz Klein used to go and drink 15-cent beers and raise a lot of ruckus.
Carolina Miranda blogs on the arts as Gallerina for WNYC. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You can get info about the new MoMA exhibit or get her 2-part audio download at culture.wnyc.org. And that's today's Arts File Online from Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.